Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Feathers by Thor Hansen and Sophie. I have to ask, did you know that feathers predate flight by millions of years?
Hi there, Sam, and honestly, that was the first thing that blew my mind when I read this book. Feathers weren't originally made for flying at all. They started as simple filaments for insulation, like a prehistoric puffer jacket.
Right. And the evidence is in the fossils. There's this famous one from 1861, Archaeopteryx, with perfect flight feathers, but it wasn't a great flyer. Then in China, they found feather dinosaurs that couldn't fly, like Uteranus, a relative of T. rex that weighed over a ton.
Exactly.
If feathers evolved for flight, why would a massive, flightless dinosaur need them? The answer is that they served other purposes first. Insulation was probably the original job, then display, and flight came later as a happy accident.
That idea of evolution tinkering with what's already there is so cool. Nature doesn't invent from scratch, it repurposes. Feathers are a masterclass in that.
And the engineering is incredible. A single feather has a central shaft, barbs, and barbules with tiny hooks that act like a zipper. When a bird preens, it zips those hooks back together to keep the feather smooth and aerodynamic.
It's a self-repairing protein zipper, and the material is keratin, same as our hair and nails, but arranged so it's lightweight and strong. A bird's feathers only make up 2 to 6% of its body weight.
Then there's the diversity. You've got contour feathers for shape, down for insulation, semi-plumes, filoplumes that sense feather position, and bristles around the eyes. Each type has a specific job.
And the colors. Some come from pigments like melanin and carotenoids, but others are structural. The iridescent blues of a hummingbird come from microscopic structures that refract light like a prism.
Plus, birds see ultraviolet light. So a blue tit's plumage has hidden UV patterns that only other birds can see. Feathers are a language written in light we can't perceive.
That's wild. And then Hansen gets into human history with feathers. The feather trade in the 19th century nearly wiped out egrets and birds of paradise for ladies' hats.
That slaughter sparked the modern conservation movement. Women like Harriet Hemingway organized boycotts and founded the Audubon Society. It was one of the first big environmental battles.
Feathers also gave us the quill pen, used for over 1,000 years. The Declaration of Independence, Shakespeare's plays, Newton's papers, all written with a feather.
And aviation. The Wright brothers studied how birds twist their wings to turn, and that inspired their wing warping mechanism. Even today, engineers study feathers to improve drone designs.
I love the part about feathers as active sensors. Birds have nerves in their feathers that give feedback on air pressure and wing position. The whole wing is like a sensory organ feeling the air.
That's why birds can make split-second adjustments. It's inspiring robotics now, feather drones that sense air currents in real time.
The book also goes into the evolution of flight. The earliest asymmetrical feathers appear in dinosaurs that couldn't fly, so they probably served display or insulation first. Flight came gradually.
And it's still a mystery whether flight evolved from the ground up or from the trees down. New fossils keep adding pieces to the puzzle.
I think the takeaway for me is that feathers are a window into evolution's creativity. They're not just for flight. They're for survival, communication, and even human culture.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Next time you see a bird, just remember, those feathers are 150 million years of tinkering, and they're still full of secrets.
Absolutely. Feathers are a testament to the endless creativity of life. We'll see you in the next one.